Okay, so you know what mitochondria is, and if you don't know what mitochondria is, it's basically the powerhouse of the cell. That's what most people know it by, and people know it by its function, which is helping produce energy and regulate chemical reactions inside of the cell to produce energy and to be able to do all these things. And this mitochondria, this specific organelle inside of all of our cells that helps us produce all that energy. But there is a side that you might not know about mitochondria. It's not what you think it is. Mitochondria is something more. And how did it even come about? It didn't just get in the cell. How was it able to kind of do prove its function inside of all of these cells? And how did it get there in the first place? There's a very long story behind that. And in this episode, I'm going to take you behind the interesting science of mitochondria and figuring out what it really is. Trust me, it's not what you think it is. All right, let's get into this episode. Let's go. So what is mitochondria and what's the function of it? Well, let's break it down. Mitochondria is an organelle inside of plant and animal cells. An organelle is kind of a smaller part of a cell. And what's so special about this mitochondria is that it's able to produce energy and it's able to take in glucose, do cellular respiration, which is a set of chemical reactions that produces ATP. ATP stands for adenosine triphosphate. Even though it seems like a big word, all you have to know is that this specific molecule is able to give and provide energy for all of these cellular functions in the body. And how it works is that it actually breaks one of the phosphate bonds, adenosine triphosphate. There are three phosphate bonds. And what you need to know is that that third phosphate bond is the most important. When that breaks, it's through a process called hydrolysis. And after that happens, that's when this energy gets released. And you're left with this energy and the byproduct, which is ADP, or adenosine diphosphate. But this ATP molecule is very, very important because what happens is it breaks, our body breaks, our cells break it down into ADP and this third phosphate. And that process releases so much energy inside of our body, and that's what helps us move around, talk, and everything. And it's not just us, it's also for animals and plants that have this mitochondria inside of them. Now, this mitochondria didn't just end up inside of cells. Our cells, or animal cells, are known as eukaryotes, which means they have a nucleus. And these eukaryotic cells are very, very special. Let's get into more deeper science inside of endosymbiotic theory. Where did the mitochondria even come from in the first place? So mitochondria is kind of unique compared to all the other organelles inside of eukaryotic cells. Mitochondria wasn't there in the first place, and it was just a separate organism. I know it's mind-blowing, Eli, and we're going to wrap our head around this because it's a very, very big concept. Mitochondria, it's not what you think, as we talked about later. It was its own thing before it entered our eukaryotic cells. Let me go back about 1 billion years ago when all these first eukaryotic cells first started forming. You see, mitochondria is closely related to a bacteria. And this bacteria was able to do the same function mitochondria does inside of our cells right now. But it was an independent organism, and it was just an independent living thing that was doing it, minding its own business. And you have all this early eukaryotic cell. This eukaryotic cell is just starting off, and it needs to find something for it to be able to do all this chemical reactions to produce energy for it. Remember these ATP reactions that we talked about and cellular respiration? Those are really important for any living thing because you need energy to survive and to do things, and these cells need energy to do things. So that's why this happened, and all this mitochondria bacteria, this is billions of years ago, so it wasn't truly the mitochondria that we see inside our cells today. It was more of a close relative. And what happened was that this eukaryotic cell basically swallowed this early mitochondria bacteria variant. And as this happened, the cells kind of figured out that if we swallow the cell, the mitochondria has a place to be and has a place to stay. And this early eukaryotic cell has energy, and this mitochondria is able to supply it with this ATP energy and break it down and give it energy. And it's kind of like a symbiotic relationship. That's why this is called the endosymbiotic theory. It's basically saying that different bacteria and other things entered inside eukaryotic cells, and that is a permanent thing in our cells today. That's because all of these organisms, including the mitochondria, even chloroplasts that are inside of plants, they were all bacteria and separate organisms before these eukaryotic cells kind of took them in. And how this happened is through millions of years of evolution and change, and now this mitochondria is part of us right now. In fact, it has its own DNA. That's right. DNA is kind of the instruction manual for building anything in our bodies, and mitochondria has its own DNA. That's not something an organelle or a tiny piece of a cell would normally have. A mitochondria is also the same size as a bacteria, and it's also small, and it has membranes around it. So it's kind of built like a bacteria, but it's inside of our cells. It is an organelle inside of our cells. It's not a separate bacteria anymore. It was related to a bacteria billions of years ago, and eventually it's become part of us right now. In fact, this mitochondrial DNA, your biological siblings share the exact same mitochondrial DNA. You share the exact same mitochondrial DNA with your biological mom. And that's why you can use this mitochondrial DNA to find family trees and ancestors. And it's a big tool to help with it. Mitochondria also has its own ribosomes and transport systems and membranes, which further proves the endosymbiotic theory, stating that mitochondria was originally a separate thing, a bacteria, and these early cells took them in, and through this symbiotic or beneficial relationship for both the mitochondria and the cell, that's how mitochondria has become part of us today. Another big example of endosymbiotic theory is also chloroplasts, which is inside of plants. Chloroplasts is what help plants do photosynthesis, and the same thing kind of happened. Chloroplasts used to be a bacteria, and now it's part of the plant cell themselves. And really, it's mind-blowing to see that over billions of years, this has happened, and mitochondria is basically its own organism that got eaten into our cells right now. And it's kind of a permanent part of humans and animals and plant cells and any cell that you see today. It'll have mitochondria in it because it's able to produce that ATP energy and break down all those molecules in order to release energy for cellular functions all around us. It is so cool to see all this science happening inside of our body and as I speak right now. It is truly amazing how all of these things have been discovered and all the mysteries that lie behind it. All right, that was a lot. So let's review what we learned in this episode. In this episode, we learned that mitochondria is the powerhouse of the cell, but it's way more than that. It actually has its own DNA, ribosomes, and its own transport systems and membranes. And this is because mitochondria, millions and billions of years ago, it was actually a bacteria, and this bacteria kind of formed a symbiotic relationship with early eukaryotic cells. And those cells kind of swallowed that mitochondria inside, and eventually this mitochondria is able to find a place to stay and live and be safe, and these cells were able to get that ATP energy and that entire process of cellular respiration and ATP and all of that in return. And this is called the endosymbiotic theory. And even chloroplasts that are in plant cells underwent the same thing, and mitochondria has its own DNA and everything, which means that you are genetically identical to your biological siblings and your biological mother because of this mitochondrial DNA. And it's just so cool to see all this science happening inside of us right now. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Spectacular Science. Spectacular Science, produced and hosted by me, Akshay Raman. Our theme song, additional music, are by Charan Ramachandran. Please visit my podcast website, spectacularsci.com, to my interactive activities, articles, and blog posts. That's spectacularsci.com. Do you have a science question you want answered on a Spectacular Science episode and get a special shout out? Well, grab an adult and head over to spectacularsci.com/contact. There you can find a contact form. You can send me your amazing science questions. You can also tag us on Instagram at SpectacularSciPod. That's Spectacular, S-C-I-P-O-D. And you can also share some of your science questions there. I love hearing from you, and I love getting new ideas for episodes, so thank you so much. Also, don't forget to subscribe to this podcast right now. You'll get new notifications when episodes are out, and you'll get all the episodes right to you. So subscribe and share this podcast with your friends and family. Thank you so much. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode of Spectacular Science next week. In the meantime, keep thinking about science.